We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wayne, I know you had an opportunity to speak not only with him, but a couple of others as well.
Absolutely. Talked to Brandon today, and he's looking forward to this season. He's healthy. He's ready to go. And, you know, really wanted to get to know from Brandon what it's going to be like from him to have this full season, knowing that he's going to be a starter. You know, last year he had to try to fight his way into the lineup, and now he's going to be in the starting lineup. I would imagine for any player that's a big deal.
Yeah, especially because he's one of those kind of lightning rods where he's the kind of person who others are simply attracted to. You can't take your eyes off him when he's on the field. And I think the one early thing I know we had to be concerned with is yesterday he said he had a bit of a shoulder issue, but apparently that's a non-starter now.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's something that's going to affect him. After the great season last year, I asked Brandon earlier what he's going to try to do to duplicate that and even enhance where he was in 2018.
Yeah, I think trying to really focus on each day as its own battle, really focus it down to the small things, even trying to win every pitch. If I try and think of things too big, and you know, trying to replicate last year and you know, all of that stuff, then you sometimes can get caught up in too big of things rather than going after just trying to win every pitch, trying to battle each and every at bat, and then at the end of the day, if you go about your business the right way, those end of the year stats should end up looking similar.
Does it help to know that you've got a spot, that you're going to be a starter on this team opening day?
Yeah, it definitely does. This is a whole different experience for me coming into a spring training, and you know, kind of not necessarily, you're not going to be given anything in this game, but to have a little more secure place and be able to come in and be a little more relaxed and think a little bit more about being ready for March 28th rather than February 23rd. So it definitely has had an impact on me. You know, I've definitely come in a little bit more relaxed, but still there's a confidence that comes with it as well because of last year and knowing that, you know, you can succeed over a full year. So now it's just figuring out how to put all the pieces together and try, and you're going to have bad times and you're going to have good times, and try and shorten those bad times and extend the good times. So, you know, trying to figure all that out and just rely on the experience you built last year.
What are your thoughts as the offseason is unfolding and Robinson Cano's a teammate now, and yeah, they get Edwin Diaz and Wilson Ramos gets signed and Jed Lowry, as all these moves kind of happen, how do you sit there and read the room?
Well, first of all, I was really excited about it. You know, I think Brody did a really good job of not just bringing talented players in, but bringing good character guys in. And I think that's something that's overlooked a little bit, is that we need really good team guys here and good team chemistry in order to have a successful team. And so I was really excited to get down here in spring and get these guys around each other and get around those guys and just kind of feel each other out so that we could come up with a little bit more of team chemistry, team camaraderie, and kind of understand what each guy is going to do and how to pick him up.
Jilly Davis comes in as the new hitting coach. Well, what does it take for you to have a relationship start with a hitting coach, and when do you kind of pick that up and start to absorb some of the things he's telling you?
Yeah, you know, definitely right when you come in, you guys have to kind of learn how to speak the same language. There's people talk about the hitter's language, and sometimes people speak it right away, the same one that you do, and sometimes you have to work at it, so you find that out right away. And then, you know, Chili's got a lot of experience, so, you know, you're definitely going to pull off of a lot of wisdom from him, and he's been there and done that. So that's a really big thing for us is, you know, he's been in those situations before and had things work for him. So we're going to bounce those ideas, and he's going to bounce those off of us, and we're going to tell him what, you know, what we think about it. But really that biggest thing is just going to be that communication between us, and that starts right when we get into spring.
Do you and T-Buff to kind of stay away from each other too much niceness in one spot?
No, T-Buff's been great, man. Really impressed with him and how he handles himself. And, you obviously hear the stories, but until you get in person with him, you don't realize how good of a person he is, how hard he works. And, quite honestly, he come into spring and, I've been watching him swing and he looks really good. He looks like a ball player, but just, about 40 pounds bigger than all the rest of us. So he's something special. And, I really enjoy talking with him.
All right, Brandon, good luck this spring.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, man.
You know, Wayne Howie, every year when Brandon Nimmo has come to camp, I've noticed he's gotten bigger and stronger. This year, he's actually looked slimmed down a little bit, I think, to increase some flexibility and maybe some speed. But he's ready to go.
I remember last year he told me that he'd done a lot of off-season work to try and mitigate against some of the muscle pulls and strains that he used to get routinely during spring training, and he has really crafted himself in a way that is as close now to being, to getting to a point where you don't have to worry as much. Early stages of spring training, guys are just going to pull and tweak things. It's natural, mm-hmm. but he's cut down on the possibilities the way he's taking care of himself.
Yeah, I think he's ready to go, and I think that last year taught him a lot about himself and what it takes to succeed at this level, and he's learned a lot about success and failure as a professional baseball player. So I think 2019 will be a good year for Brandon Nimmo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.